You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The 2016 calendar year is coming to a close, and that means it's time to look back at the season that was. Let's talk about the Anaheim Angels with Richard Justice. I'm Allison Footer. Richard, when we look back at 2016 for the Angels, obviously a hugely disappointing year, but I guess more than any other team, it really came down to injuries and the fact that they just had no pitchers halfway through the season. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that was it. They just couldn't keep them on the field. Pretty much every major player that they really counted on got hurt, the most notable being that Garrett Richards only made six starts. And when you're building your whole staff around him and you lose that number one guy, that kills you. They ended up using 15 starting pitchers, and the Dodgers used 15 and got to the postseason, but the Angels were in position of just getting guys here, there, and everywhere. They gave Tim Lincecum nine starts, and guys like Alex Meyer got five starts, Brett Oberholzer that we know, and David Huff, they got a couple of starts each. The one thing I appreciated about them is they busted their butts. You know, we saw them late in the year playing contenders, playing pretty well, and that's a tribute to the way Mike Trout plays every day and to the way Albert Pujols approaches things and the way Mike Socha pretty much demands his guys go about it. On the plus side, you know, Mike Trout was an MVP again. I mean, established again that he's the best player in baseball. And it was sort of a comeback season for Albert Pujols. He got out there for 152 games, and he had a 780 OPS, hit 31 home runs. So, you know, he probably arrived with Hall of Fame credentials when he got to Anaheim. But he's approaching sometime early next season, I would think he's going to hit his 600th home run. And he's a guy that now is at that point in his career. He's 36 years old. He'll be 37 on opening day. You can look at him now and know, wow, there's not many people that have ever seen a better baseball player than this one. And that was a good thing. That it'll be interesting to see how he puts the final punctuation mark on an unbelievable career.
Yeah, so when you look at the records of the Angels and the A's, obviously at the bottom of the division, but it's two entirely different ways of looking at that, where the A's just have so much work to do. And so many things that have to go right, and, you know, with the payroll that they have, the constraints that they have, who knows if it's ever going to come back together for them. With the Angels, I mean, like, just with all the players that you just mentioned, I mean, it's hard to imagine that this would be something that would continue. Like, this is what the Angels are now, even though I still believe that their farm system is in need of a major improvement. But when you just think about the whole thing, it is kind of baffling that they only won 74 games, and they just have a lot of good players. I mean, they're still a team that should be looked at with a bit of fear from other teams, I would think.
Oh, right. And I don't think you like to play them, but they won 98 games 2 years ago and made the postseason. In 2015, they won 85 games. I think they went to the 162nd game of the season before being eliminated. And down the stretch there, my associate was having to patch the lineup together basically with chewing gum and paper clips. And there was a lot of that same thing happened last season where you would look at the lineup and go, wow, this is not good enough. But I think by the end of the year, Cole Calhoun had established himself as the everyday right fielder. And I think C.J. Cron had done good enough job at first base to take over there. Anderton Simmons is what we thought he would be. Yunel Escobar is a good player. So I think by the end of the year, they had something established. You went in the offseason and said, okay, they need to figure out second base going forward, and they need to figure out left field going forward. And Billy Epler took care of those. And like you said, Billy Epler's larger goal, his more enduring goal, is that the farm system has to come back. I think we ranked their top prospects. I think virtually all of them were in A-ball or rookie ball, and, you know, those are real projections. So there's a lot of work to do that. And then in this offseason where, you know, Brian Dozier, the Minnesota Twins have been dangling Brian Dozier all over the place. He would have been a perfect fit for the Angels. The Angels just didn't have the farm depth to do it. Now, he hasn't been traded yet. The Dodgers do have the farm depth, and they haven't gotten it done. But deals like that, they were not allowed to do it. And then, you know, with the money they owe Josh Hamilton and Pujols and Trout and everybody, I think there was only so far they were going to go in free agency. And when you looked at their team, you said, look, this team in 2017 is going to be, if Garrett Richards is healthy, they got a chance to come back and contend. If he's not, it's going to be a tough year.
And we can't wrap up 2016 without just having the obligatory, wow, what a player Mike Trout is, MVP season. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's so unfortunate that he's going to play on such a bad team through his prime years. That could change over the next couple of years for the Angels, but you really can't say enough about just what kind of player he is. And he's still, 24 years old? It's really an amazing story.
Yeah, I thought about this late in the year when they came to Houston. If you had told somebody, if you just said, hey, buddy, they have the best player in baseball on this team. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Let me see if you can figure it out. And even nights, remember that series? There were even nights he didn't get hits where he made plays in center field. He got on base and stole a base. He forced the action. And that sort of tells you they were so far out of it. And he is just what in basketball they call a gym rat. He's a guy that loves to show up and play every day. There's no monkey business with this guy. He sort of has taken his cue after Pujols, who just is a quiet preparation freak. And, after he's been in the big leagues for five full seasons and finished first or second in the MVP every time. And at 25 years old, how many players have we been able to look at and say already, when this guy comes to your town, go see him, because this must have been what it was like to watch Willie Mays play when he was a kid, or Frank Robinson, or some of the players you can compare to anybody. That's what we're seeing in Mike Trout.
Absolutely. Okay, Richard, thank you very much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.